Survivorship 101. This is all taking place starting here in early October, isn't it?
Yes, sir. October 3rd, Thursday, October 3rd, we're between 5 and 6:30 p.m. We'll go for 9 weekly sessions, but we'll skip the week of Thanksgiving so everybody can celebrate with their families, and we'll bring it back the following week.
Tell us a little bit about what Survivorship 101 is.
Thank you. Survivorship 101 was developed by Stephanie Koroleski and Kay Ryan under a timetoheal.org. They also created the nonprofit A Time to Heal. And Ms. Kay was diagnosed with cancer. She's a nurse, and Ms. Stephanie is a psychologist. And what they found was that there was potentially some lacking information after a patient finishes their treatment for cancer. And they created this program using evidence-based research as well as people feedback on what they were looking for, what they felt they needed to go forward to create their best life after such a serious diagnosis.
Is this a first, kind of a first of what community hospital doing something like this?
Community hospital did offer this right before a year or so before COVID, mm-hmm. and then it went to an online platform during COVID, and it was just offered by atimetoheal.org as like a Zoom type thing. They feel it, you know, engaging each other
face to face.
Yeah, it's more organic and more tuned into one another. So there is training involved with the Time to Heal. And so we went through the program of the training, but it also takes us through the program itself. So we have trained facilitators. This is there are no costs to patients. We provide there's a comprehensive book mm-hmm. that comes with it that outlines the chapters, and we work through each chapter each week. You know, it's a sacred space. Everybody partakes to their level of comfort. It's about providing information for creating best life.
Such topics, nutrition, exercise, intimacy,
yes.
managing anxiety. There's just a number of different topics, isn't
yes.
there?
Yeah, and this is also open to caregivers as mm-hmm. well mm-hmm. because they've been on the journey. Some special topics that are covered include body image, cancer and sexuality, managing fatigue, managing brain fog, the challenges of being a caregiver, and then things like dealing with work, insurance, finances, legal issues as well. And what are potential long-term side effects of cancer treatment? Empowering everyone to be able to speak to their primary care provider, speak to their oncologist about things that concern them.
You wish you didn't have to do this, but it's necessary that you do. It's like with this cancer center, community hospital has been a godsend. Since it opened, it's helped so many folks here. You wish you didn't have it, but with cancer around, you're glad you do.
Community hospital is extremely supportive and open to anything that will help the residents in the area to promote good health, have their best lives. So they were very receptive to bringing this back on campus. Yep.
Starts October the 3rd, runs, as you said, until early December. How do folks get signed up? How do they get involved
with
this?
Thank you for asking. I should have said that off the bat.
No, you're good. You're good.
Could you please call Karen Clement Thompson? Her phone number is 308-344-8580. Again, it's Karen Clement Thompson, 308-344-8580. She's also familiar with the program. She as well did the training. So mm-hmm. She can help answer any questions as well. And then, you know, feel free to reach out to me, Ellen Branham, at the hospital Monday through Friday. So I'm happy to help answer any questions as well.
And these classes will start at 5 to 6:30 nightly on each class.
Yes. Yep.
So that's kind of good. If you have work or something like that, 5 o'clock, you're off work. That's a good time of the day, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, sir. Yep.
You bet. Great stuff. That's a great thing what you're doing. You know, the days of Zoom was all in good in COVID, but it's all, you talked about, face-to-face. You got to do this mm-hmm. stuff face-to-face. It's tough to do looking mm-hmm. at a TV screen.
It is. You know, I found that with learning, too. It's like I would much prefer going to the classroom mm-hmm. than the Zoom just for the exchange with classmates and, you know, my cohort and mm-hmm. whatnot. So, yeah.
Any questions whatsoever on this, please call. Now, you got a deadline, I see, next Thursday, September 26th on this, don't you?
Yes, yes, please. But, you know, give or take a couple of days. It's just about being able to line up the material. So just give or take a couple of days if, you know, you have some reservations about it and want to sign up a couple of days later. That's understandable. And please reach out if you have any questions about it. Happy to help.
And you've got a great staff. You're part of a great staff out there at the Kansas Center.
I love my coworkers. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of you out there. I mean, just you can't do it by yourself. It takes a lot, doesn't it?
No, yes, it does.
Yeah. Was this your first radio gig doing this?
It is.
You did great.
Well,
yeah. You did 5 stars. Thumbs up, Ellen. You got to come back and do this. This is a piece of cake, wasn't it?
Now that it's... Yeah, thanks for making me. I feel very comfortable.
You got to come out and see us again sometime, okay?
I totally will.